This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for your home, auto, or commercial business needs at pncinsurance.net.
Ryan Wood hit us with the you up text, so we're here, and Ryan Wood's going to join us right away here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on a Football Friday. Packer and Bear Week, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and myself, Bill Schmidt, baby Tauschen, with Ryan Wood now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Woody, thanks for joining us, man.
Man, thanks for moving it up today. I feel like a jerk giving you guys short notice, but I appreciate it.
Hey, now, you've done stuff for us, too, so no problem. But the first question I have, did you hear anything about a Milt Hendrickson being the assistant GM for the Packers? Have that floated around at all?
I haven't. This is the first I've ever heard of that. So.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
The Milt Hendrickson. I think he was over in – they tried to get him a while ago, but Ozzie Newsome
– all from the Ravens.
Yeah, would not
but isn't
give
he
him
replacing Ozzie? Who replaced Ozzie to begin with?
I don't know. But he was probably a few teams – is after him, and I think he's going to be the Packers' assistant GM.
Here it is. It's out.
And
Packers expected to hire Ravens national scout Milt Hendrickson.
Yeah, I think he's coming in after the season.
Milt Hendrickson, yeah. Bob McGinn, I guess, put it out there to be Brian Gutekunst's right-hand man in the front office. How much more movement do you think you're going to get out of the Packers' front office, Ryan, as far as adding or getting rid of people between now and the draft?
The sense that I've gotten from the Packers front office now compared to a year ago is that they're much thinner at the top. And you look under Ted Thompson for a long time, they've had a lot of top lieutenants, and obviously they lost Elliott Wolf, they lost Alonzo Highsmith, and they replaced some of that with John Eric Sullivan and John Wojciechowski, but even still, I think that there's been some thinning at the top. So it doesn't surprise me at all that the Packers and Brian Gutekunst would be looking for something of a number two. I don't know what kind of role there will be, but some additions at the top doesn't really surprise me.
And it says, according to the Baltimore Sun, Hendrickson's focus with the Ravens as a regional scout was scouting offensive linemen. And Eric DaCosta will be the new general manager next year, replacing Ozzie Newsome. After this year, and he was a regional scout for Baltimore. But again,
Eric DaCosta has been the longtime GM and waiting behind Ozzie Newsome. So yeah,
right.
Makes
sense.
Many teams have tried to pry him away from Baltimore, but he's been a longtime guy that's been tabbed to replace Ozzie Newsome.
Yeah, him and Gutekunst pretty good friends too. So that makes sense. Well, let's get to the game. I want to talk about we've been talking about all day about protection for Aaron Rodgers. They got to find the right matchup. I seem to think that Baby Tosh, what's the guy that's not playing in the slot?
Bryce Callahan.
Yeah, so they have a guy replacing him. So I expect Randall Cobb to work the intermediate areas in the middle of the field. And also, I want you to comment on Jimmy Graham saying his numbers is not what he thought they was and that they're not good. Do you think they'll get him the ball down the middle?
Now, Jimmy Graham flat out said, "My numbers suck." But that was his quote. So,
right.
Hard. I mean, you know, here's the thing with Jimmy Graham. I think it's like, what, the third time this year he's talked the season, fourth time since he got to Green Bay. It's very rare. So I was very interested to see how Jimmy Graham would respond. I mean, what's his temperature, right? Because this season has not been – the Packers made him the highest paid tight end league at $10 million a year in the spring, and it's not been that. And he could have played dumb. And let's put his numbers actually don't suck. I mean, they really don't. They're not great. Don't get me wrong. But he's already got more yards than he had last year in Seattle. He's averaged almost 3 yards per carry more. The big difference, obviously, at 10 touchdowns last year. He's not been that red zone threat this year with just two. But there's an argument he could have made for – yeah, the numbers are better than they were last year. He went the opposite route. He just said flat out, like, it's been disappointing. He seemed to allude to having to do more in this Packers offense than just being a receiver and focus on being a target. He said that he has no issue with Aaron Rodgers, and I believe that. I think that his relationship with Aaron Rodgers is solid. But the bottom line is the Packers have a really interesting decision to make with him because there's a $5 million roster bonus due next March. And next year, if they keep him on the roster, his cap hit's going to be $12.6 million. That is a ton for a tight end, way more than the production that he's gotten this year. I think it's going to be one of the more interesting decisions that they make. I mean, I really don't know which way they're going to go with it, so I'm really interested to see what happens there. But, no, Jimmy Graham, he took ownership that it hasn't been the season that he thought it would be.
And Ryan, talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football reporter up in Green Bay, and Ryan, I hate talking about the end of the season and decisions you got to make in the offseason when technically you're still fighting for a playoff spot and you have an opportunity to hold down the Bears' opportunity to clinch by getting a win in Chicago and on a team that is your most hated rival and probably the biggest rivalry in pro sports. But is there anything you think that Nick Perry can do in these last three games to keep himself in a Green Bay Packer uniform, or is that one almost already done?
He is done. Right. He's done.
He's on injury reserve.
Yeah, he's done.
So
yeah.
No, there's nothing he can do. I hate to deal in certainties because you learn real quick that you don't really, really know until you know. It comes down to what one guy in a room is thinking of, and that's how it was with Ted Thompson. And Brian Gutekunst is the same way. I would be shocked if Nick Perry was back with the Packers.
Me too.
I would be shocked. So I hate dealing with certainties. I'm not going to say 0% chance, but I would be shocked.
But isn't the hit less if they wait only one more year? I mean, they can get out relatively easily after one more year.
You're still saving money anyway.
You are.
And I haven't looked at this contract, but they'd be safe.
I think you get a $7 million hit next year if you cut him.
Yeah, and it was designed to have a three-year out, but you're wiping off the base salary. You're saving money against the cap. I mean, the signing bonus is prorated, and there's certain things, but you're still saving money. And they have to overhaul that the position. The one guy that I can see for sure being a part of, Kyler Fackrell is someone that maybe could be in the top four as far as an edge rusher next year. Now, look, I think on the right deal, Clay Matthews could come back, but it's not to be a full-time edge rusher. If he comes back on, say, a 5 to 6 year per year deal, maybe 1, 2, 3 years, I don't know the length, but if he comes back on that type of a salary, I think there's value in his early 30s as kind of a rover, a guy that plays off the line of scrimmage, a guy that can be dropped into coverage or stop the run as an inside linebacker. He's done that for a season and a half already. He's not a full-time edge rusher and a guy that demands that type of, $10 million a year like he's getting now. So it's got to be the right deal. I wouldn't rule out Clay Matthews. I'd be shocked if Dick Perry was back.
Would you rule out Joe Philbin as a potential head coach of this team, regardless of what happens?
Wouldn't rule it out.
Uh-oh.
I would be surprised. I'd be very surprised because I really, really think that they're going to make an external hire. You just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I don't think they're going to the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. I didn't think they were going to the playoffs before Arizona, before that loss. So after that loss, I certainly don't think they're going to the playoffs. I will say if they win this week, it gets a little interesting because the entire NFC, behind the top five teams, behind the Rams, behind the Bears, the Saints, the Seahawks, and the Cowboys, everyone else in this conference is falling apart at the seams. I mean, it's really remarkable. And now the problem for the Packers is that they're part of the everyone else. They lost their home to Arizona. They fell apart at the seams too. But if you look at the conference, right, if they win this week, it's not completely crazy that something crazy could happen. So, they've gotten a lot of help. But with that said, you don't know what's going to happen. I'd be pretty surprised if Joe Philbin was to remove the interim from his title and be the head coach going forward.
In that same vein, if you were going to think that Joe Philbin would have an opportunity, how much backing could Aaron Rodgers legitimately have into the ear, do you believe, of Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst in this hiring process? Because you would look at the guys, and Joe Philbin would probably be the one that Aaron Rodgers, if he was going to go and put his name on a candidate, you would imagine, assume that it would be Joe Philbin.
The relationship between a head coach and the quarterback in this league is paramount, and that's not just here in Green Bay where You have a future Hall of Fame quarterback. It's anywhere. It's a head coach and quarterback league. You've got to have a good relationship between the two. So I think it matters. And Aaron Rodgers has a really good relationship with Joe Philbin, a really good one. They get along really well, I think, personally and professionally. With that said, Joe Philbin's not the only person that Aaron Rodgers can get along with. So as important as it is, there's a lot more that goes into a head coaching decision than just the relationship with the quarterback. But it is something that I think the Packers and whoever they hire, they're going to need to be keen to, because it is going to be important.
It's a 6-point spread as the Packers go down to Soldier Field and take on the 9-4 Bears. Ryan Wood, what's your pick for this weekend?
I've got it 28-13 Bears. So, yeah, I guess I have the Bears covering. But, it'll be close. Look, I think they're going to Aaron Rodgers is not going to help the Bears' defense as much as Jared Goff did a week ago. He's not going to throw 4 interceptions. The big plays, I don't see many of those happening. But part of being held to 6 points without a touchdown is the fact that the starting quarterback last week threw 4 picks. I think Aaron Rodgers takes care of the football. I think that they keep it somewhat competitive in a very low-scoring game. It's going to be one of those classic slugfests in Chicago or Green Bay late in the season where NFC North-type football in December. But this is a Bears defense that just held the best offense in the league to a pair of field goals. And the Packers, obviously, have not won on the road this year. I don't expect that to change in Chicago.
Ryan, we appreciate your time, man, and enjoy the game this weekend.
All right, take care.
There's Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette, PackersNews.com, and right here on the Wendy's Big Show, joining us 3 times a week, talking Packers football on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You start a renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. How much of Thursday night football?